Women's war work. Rosie was a cultural icon of the Second World War. But what is the true story behind this now iconic image?
Before the Second World War, the minority of women who worked outside of the home occupied light jobs such as secretary, shop assistant, or school teacher. But as millions of men left for combat, there was an urgent need for them to work as machinists, truck drivers, construction workers, and many more traditionally male jobs, though for a lot less money. This famous poster comes from America, where about 6 million women worked in factories during the war. Today, it has become an iconic image of feminism, but at the time, very few people saw it. It was just one in a series of 42 posters produced to boost employee morale by a company called Westinghouse Electric. You can see their logo on the bottom right of the image. In consequence, it was only exhibited in Westinghouse factories for a couple of weeks in 1943 and then forgotten. Until the 1980s, that is, when it appeared in an article about propaganda art in the Washington Post magazine. Suddenly, and at a time where American women were demanding equality, the image acquired new significance. Today, the woman in the poster is generally called Rosie the Riveter, after a famous song of the period, but she was probably Naomi Parker, a 20-year-old factory worker whose photograph was seen by the artist. Much like Britain's famous Keep Calm and Carry On war poster, which also spent many years in total obscurity, it is now so familiar that few people imagine that its fame is, in fact, a relatively recent phenomenon.